We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:46 here at KNSS. Three big things. City of Wichita closing facilities to conserve energy.
Two.
Utility companies bring rolling blackouts to several states as energy use surges during cold weather.
One.
President Biden says more vaccine is on the way. Should be widely available to the public by the end of July. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We just got a report that the traffic signals around 13th and K96 up in the northeast side there, 13th and K96. Apparently those lights are flashing red in all four directions in that area, so just be prepared for a potential slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly cloudy and cold today with a high of 17 degrees. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight, the overnight low 4. Thursday, mostly sunny, tomorrow's high 21. Now cloudy, northeast wind at 3 miles per hour and 70 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, open at 11 a.m. for lunch, Monday through Saturday and at noon on Sunday, with socially distanced seating, carry out, and to-go available. Menu available at MonarchWichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And KNSS breaking news. Armed with $600 stimulus checks, Americans spent more in January, sending retail sales soaring by 5.3%. That is a huge increase for retail sales in 1 month. January's retail sales up 5.3%. A shortened economic week begins with mixed results on Wall Street.
Stocks ending mixed after hitting all-time highs intraday. Stimulus hopes and recovery optimism driving stocks to records, helped by vaccine rollouts and falling infection rates. Meanwhile, Bitcoin, the hugely volatile cryptocurrency, traded above $50,000 for the first time. And Goldman Sachs going mainstream. The Wall Street investment house that used to require a minimum of $10 million before taking on a client, now rolling out a low-cost digital investment platform. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
The Dow closed up 64 points yesterday. S&P down 2, the NASDAQ down 48 points. President Biden's administration says delays in vaccine shipments and deliveries are likely because of the severe weather across much of the country. The administration says the weather is expected to affect shipments from a FedEx facility in Memphis, Tennessee, and a UPS facility in Louisville, Kentucky. Both facilities serve as vaccine shipping hubs for multiple states. Marriott Chief Executive Arnie Sorensen, who began limiting his schedule this month to pursue a more aggressive cancer treatment, has died. He was 62. Sorensen grew the company into the world's largest hotel chain and for the past year has steered it through the coronavirus pandemic, a catastrophic event in the travel industry. Sorensen first diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2019. So that's the executive's last year. Last year on Earth was a tough one.
The hotel industry.
Hotel industry goes south.
Hotels sitting empty for months and months.
Yeah, and then he gets the bad news about pancreatic cancer. Go ahead. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we're talking about a new plane for Textron right now. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Textron Aviation says it expects its new Cessna Denali turboprop airplane to make its first flight this year. The company has received its first flight-worthy catalyst engine from General Electric. That engine was made specifically for the Denali. Textron Aviation delayed plans twice as it waited on that new engine. Optocology Eye Cares ran out of room at its practice space at 37th and Ridge. Now Dr. Grayson Barker has plans to build a new space. Construction expected to start soon on the practice's new 7,100-square-foot medical office in northeast Wichita near Rock and K-96. Work expected to finish in time for a September opening. And the United Way of the Plains has a new vice president of marketing and chief community engagement officer, Angie Prather, leaving the Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce after 8 years. Her first day at United Way, March 3rd. United Way of the Plains also recently named a new CEO. Pete Najera has taken over for Pat Hanrahan. Prather also has worked for Midcontinent Airport, Botanica, and Via Christi Health. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Angie's been around a while. Not to say she's getting old. She's done a lot of work in this community.
That's right. She's a veteran, you bet.
We know Angie, don't we?
Yeah.
You're asking me if we know her? You don't know?
I'm just verifying that we do. Haven't seen anybody for a while. Sequestered here in the studio, so we don't get out much. And Pat Hanrahan, retiring from United Way a few months ago, that was quite a deal because Pat had been in that position for a long, long time.
Many years, you bet.
This new airplane, or the airplane you're talking about, a Textron, a turboprop, I would have thought that nobody made those kinds of engines anymore. I thought everything was jets anymore. What's going on?
No, that's kind of the mixture of Hawker and Cessna. You know, Cessna took over Hawker Beechcraft.
Yeah.
And so they continued those turboprop lines of Hawkers, but they're under the Cessna brand.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, sounds like good news to me.
You bet.
Pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training. And as you were a young man growing up there in that walled community in the swanky part of Kansas City, I know you look forward to baseball season, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We assign people to go sit in line for tickets as much as possible.
Seriously.
As I waited in our cooled and heated limousines.
There you go. Listen, you grew up in Overland Park, and I'm going to presume you played Little League. Almost everybody did.
Oh, yeah. You bet.
But so what was the name of your Little League team or one of them? I probably played for
a
couple.
We were the Santa Fe Trail Blazers.
Nice. Wow.
And then, the Creasel Bowling Construction Company. I don't remember what our mascot was at that point. Maybe just Creasel Bowling.
What was that trucking company out of Salina where the trucking company that I'm going to think of them after a while, but there was a
Bill Graves.
Graves. I played a season for Graves Trucking.
Right.
When I was 11 or 12 years old.
But oh, wow.
For Graves Trucking.
You never played for a Shawnee Mission Bail Bonds?
Yeah, no.
No?
I used them a couple of times,
yeah, okay.
But I never did play baseball for them. So.
The third base coach was,
Yeah, exactly.
So what position did you occupy most often on the baseball?
Well, I started out as a catcher and then went to left field because I had a pretty good arm. I pitched one game because Mark Weiss threw down his glove and got kicked out.
Come on, Mark.
Mark.
Yeah, Mark, he threw his glove down and then they said, we were out of pitchers, and they said, okay, Bill, come in from left field.
How'd you do?
I got shelled pretty good. I'd never pitched before. And
well, you know, these things happen. Well, I'm good.
Yes, they do.
You survived, and things are good now. This is
my two innings on the mound. Yeah.
The glory days. Today is Ash Wednesday, beginning the Lenten season for Christians. Takes place 46 days before Easter and a day after Shrove Tuesday, and people will go and get the ashes on their forehead and so forth.
No forehead.
They're not doing that.
COVID.
Okay. Beg your pardon.
I think they will sprinkle them on top of your head, I believe.
Okay.
Is what that is. Yeah.
You just kind of throw them at you, ashes. But anyway, Ash Wednesday, Lent is, that means the start of Lent, right, Ted?
Yes, sir.
Ted's my religion expert here. My wife asked me yesterday, what are you going to give up for Lent? And I said, gosh, I don't have anything to give up. I mean,
buying lunch, probably.
Everything. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I won't pick up the tab for lunch for anybody. How's that?
There you go.
That ought to work. All right. Well, I'll think of something to give up.
Sort of that's a change in lifestyle.
Right.
Exactly.
Thanks, guys. 7:55 now. Stay with Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning on KNSS. As the president says, more vaccine is on the way. Ted has sports, right, Ted?
Yes, we have KU, K-State action tonight in men's basketball.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
preview that one coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, the blur.
Yeah, we'll get you all caught up on the world of entertainment and social media pratfalls coming up at 8:35 this morning.
By the way, my daughter told me again yesterday that the blur cracked her up when we were doing our segment on The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff.
And we have traffic and weather coming up. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.